It's been quiet for a while now. I think they're all gone. Thank God. If I had to listen to one more verse of Jingle Bell Rock in those squeaky elf voices, I was gonna go full war on Christmas on the little motherfuckers. Let me just cut my way out of this package. Ugh, that dude at FedEx used more tape than my grandmother. There. I'll just peek out. The main lights are off. Not an elf in sight. I bet they're already 6 shots into the eggnog. Fucking elfaholics. Okay. Deep breath. This is the scoop that's gonna restore my rep and make everybody forget what happened in Wonka's freaky fetish factory. This story is gonna take me from internet meme to Pulitzer Queen. Who knows? Maybe MSNBC will hire me even though I'm blonde. God knows they could use the diversity. All right, let's get out of this box. Okay, good. Now, let me launch my little camera drone. Right. And auto-lock it to keep me in focus. Perfect. Ooh, and I do look hot in my undercover elf costume. Short, sparkly green dress, candy cane striped tights. The bells on the shoes and cap are a problem, though. How can I be ninja quiet if I jingle all the way? Okay, the shoes and cap are coming off and staying in the box. Ready? Let's channel all that social justice energy and happy holiday the fuck out of this story. Recording video. This is Candy Myers coming to you live from inside the mailroom of Santa's workshop. Santa Claus, the legendary toy maker, revered by children and advertising executives the world over, has long been considered a paragon of jolly generosity. Indeed, Jolly Old Elf, along with Kris Kringle and Saint Nick, is one of a disturbing number of aliases by which this self-styled Father Christmas is known. Do these assumed names hint at something more sinister? Is what shakes like a bowl of jelly, a dark underbelly to the reclusive, red-cheeked reindeer enabler some call Papa Noel? Rumors have long swirled about Santa's naughty list, catering to the adult market. State-of-the-art sex toys, a line of lingerie known as bows and stockings, fur-lined bondage gear, membership in an exclusive escort agency known as Ho Ho Ho's. There have even been reports of the clandestine Claus kissing mommies under the mistletoe. MILF and cookies indeed. So now, as we count down to Christmas, I've bravely infiltrated Santa's workshop to lay the facts bare. What do we really mean when we say Santa Claus is coming to town? Ooh, madam, move over. I'm coming for your time slot. Slot. Time slot. Okay. Time to venture out of this mailroom and... oh my. Resume recording. It's clear that Santa has come a long way from his humble beginnings as a woodworker. His current workshop is a high-tech wonderland of robotic assembly lines and 3D printers. It's like Elon Musk's wet dream. Shit. Never mind, I can edit that out. The workshop appears to be organized by departments. I'm sneaking past electronics. Let me just peek in. Ooh, game consoles, computers, and about a million flat-screen televisions. And, whoops! This is where the elves have gathered after hours. They appear to be drinking beer and eating popcorn and watching... pause recording. It's pornography. I don't believe it. Every screen is turned to a different pornographic program. It all looks very amateur. All fixed angles looking downward as if from a shelf. those little shits? They're using the elf on the shelf to spy on people having sex. This has got to be an FCC violation. But while those voyeuristic little fucks are busy hobbing their goblins, I can search the rest of the workshop without fear of discovery. Okay, let's move on and find something I can put on air. Passing the gnome and garden department, appliances, sporting goods. Here it is! Adult accessories. Resume recording. The rumors are true. Under the innocuous, under the boring label of adult accessories is a wing of Santa's workshop devoted to sexual aids. I'm venturing in to give you a sample of Kris Kinkle's depraved wares. The first things I see on display are Christmas flowers. Ravish a girl roses, orgasmic orchids, poinsettias, and mistletoe? Ugh. Give me a break. This is just rebranding. A cheap marketing ploy. You could probably buy this same mistletoe at any regular florist. They don't look any different. Though, mistletoe isn't supposed to have a scent. But, ooh, whoa. This has a very woodsy smell. I feel a little lightheaded. A little, flushed. Wait, did this elf costume suddenly get tighter? What's happening to me? I'm getting hot. Achy. Oh, fuck, I suddenly want to kiss something. Or is that... kiss. I suddenly want to fuck something. Oh, pause recording. Shit, the plant perfume is messing me up. What did the small print on that label say? Mistletoe, when you hunger for more, unleash your inner whore. Caution, only use mistletoe in well-ventilated areas. Suspend to keep out of close contact. Avoid direct sniffing. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking... oh, fucking, yeah. Fucking. Oh, that sounds so good. Oh, damn it, I could fuck the pointy ears off an elf. No, no, stop. Candy, get control. You can't let the thought of fucking... oh, fucking fuck me. You can't let the thought blow... oh, I would blow Frosty's dick till his snowballs melted. No, you can't let the thought blow your chance to make it come... oh, I want to come back. Oh, you can't let the thought... blow your chance to make a comeback. There, I bred it. Said it. Ugh. Deep breath, Candy. Deep breath. You are a reporter. It's the story that matters. Okay? Okay. Moving on. Resume recording. I'm delving deeper into the debauch depot that is Santa's working girl. Workshop! Ahead of me, I see another display. Candy canes. It's a small forest of oversized candy canes. They're about waist high. Rows of them. Other than their size, they appear quite normal. Wait, there's a sign here. Candy caning. Top off your holiday with a sweet stripe to your bottom. Candy caning? I don't... ow! Shit! What? Oh, fuck! They're spanking me! Oh! Oh! Ow! Ow! Stop! Ouch! Cut it out! Ooh! Ow! Ooh! Oh, fuck! Yeah! Wait! Pause recording. I've got to... oh, get out from between these candy canes. Ow! Mm. Oh, fuck. Ow. Jesus. Okay. Ugh, I'm clear. Oh, my fucking ass. I mean, I like a good spanking, but oh, who am I kidding? I love a good spanking. No, that's the mistletoe talking. Focus, Candy, focus. I'll have to edit that footage out. I can't show my butt getting spanked. No way they'll put my ass on TV if I, put my ass on TV. My ass is not part of this story. So, I'll just put the candy caners where they belong, on my Christmas wish list. No, I'm gonna put them behind me. Ooh, behind me. No, stop! Do not think like that. Just push on and finish the mission. Resume recording. Like the proverbial partridge in a pear tree, I am alone here in Sinterklaas's sinister shop of sexual depravity. There are displays of anal ornaments, festive futas, Yuletide fleshlights, what appears to be an entire section of holiday inflatables that, oh, well, you can imagine. Pause recording. Oh, I don't know how long I can keep it together. My ass is stinging, and my nipples are singing. My pussy is aching. Oh, I need to get fucked so badly. Just get through this next section. Don't think about getting fucked. You can hold it together through this next section. There's the sign. The let it dildo, let it dildo, let it dildo department. Seriously? Oh, fuck. Look at them. All straight and erect. Like good little soldiers. Glass, wood, plastic, silicon, steel, chrome, smooth and warty and, ooh, corkscrewy. And all the colors, it's like a rainbow broke into a billion cock-shaped pieces. And the vibrators, I've never seen so many vibrators. The elves won't notice one missing, right? Just a little one? Here, this cute little remote control guy. What's it called? A Have Yourself a Merry Little Clitmas. Are you fucking kidding me? Never mind, never mind. Let me get it out of the packaging and inside my tights and set it. Oh, there. Oh, fuck. Where's the remote control? Shit, I tore the package open so fast, I must have dropped it. Oh, come on, that's not fair. What's the packaging say? The Merry Clitmas 2000 promises hours of fun. I don't want hours. I want to come right fucking now. What's this fine print? Caution, the vibrator is self-adhering, guaranteed not to slip, and cannot be removed until orgasm is achieved. Yeah, well, fuck. That'll take like 2 seconds after I find the remote. Where did it fall? Wait. Shit, is that someone coming? One of the elves? Well, fuck his pointy little cap. No, it's a woman. Beautiful woman. Dressed like a slutty Santa. Shit, when you think about it, the way Santa dresses has always been a dead giveaway. Only a kingster would wear fur-lined red satin and black boots in public. But I could get kinky with her, public or private. No, she might be security. I can't risk getting caught. I'm just gonna slip away. I'll worry about getting this vibe off me later. Oh, thank God I took my cap and shoes off. And my stocking feet, I can move whisper quiet. She'll never know I was here. Here, there's a door to another part of the workshop. If I can circle back to the mailroom, I can FedEx myself right to MSNBC with all my video evidence. Whoa, Where am I now? Oh, it smells heavenly. Resume recording. I appear to have discovered Santa's industrial bakery. There are huge open vats of dough and cake batter, liquid chocolate and frosting. I can't imagine the volume of sugary treats this place produces. Though we shouldn't be surprised considering how the owner has made obesity one of the most prominent parts of his brand. Pause recording. It's a maze of catwalks. If I cut across the ones over the vats, I should be able to get to the far side faster. What's this sign say? Authorized elves only. Well, how do you think you're going to stop me, you pointy-eared, porn-watching Orlando Bloom wannabes? Oh, shit! Alarms! Fuck! A security gate just came crashing down behind me. Oh, my God, and the catwalk is retracting. Fuck! It's going to drop me right in this vat of goop! No! Fuck! Rose! Feet first, right into this gooey, gummy, whatever the fuck it is. Ew, it's squishing through my tights. If it were chocolate or batter, I could swim in it, but this shit is all pasty and lumpy. Like, it's full of... Are those nuts and candied fruit? Oh, no. No. It's Christmas fruitcake. I'm ankle deep in a vat of Christmas fucking fruitcake mix. This stuff is worse than cement. I gotta get out. Shit, I'm stuck. My feet are stuck. I don't believe this. I'm standing in my stocking feet in a vat of pasty cake glue. What else could go wrong? Oh, I'm sinking. Jesus, whose insane world am I trapped in that this keeps happening to me? Ugh. Okay, you know the drill. Don't move. The alarms will bring the elves. They'll pull you out of this fruity, quick goo death trap. Just don't move. Oh. Now the vibrator goes off? How is that? Oh, someone must have found the remote control. Oh, no. No, please. I have to stay perfectly still, and the vibe is making me, squirm. And, fuck, I'm sinking deeper. Oh, no, turn it off. Oh, you're making me sink. Oh, please, someone help. Oh, help me. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, it feels so good, but stop. Please stop. Oh, God, I'm up to my thighs. Oh, God. Oh, stop. Oh, yeah. It's up to my hips. Oh, this is torture. Oh my God, I'm tit deep. Oh God, it's touching my chin. Oh God. Oh fuck. Oh God, I'm gonna come. Oh holy night, I'm gonna come. Oh fuck. Oh yeah. Oh fuck. Oh God. Oh. Oh fuck. Oh. Oh yuck. How can anyone think fruitcake tastes good? Oh God, I still can't touch the bottom. There's nothing under my stocking feet but more of the sticky, smothering goo. Oh God, I'm gonna go under. Wait, who is that? Who's there? Oh my God, it's the beautiful security chick. Help me, please. You don't know what I've been through. What's that you're holding? The remote control to my vibe? You're the one who's been torturing me, you bitch. Ah, no, fuck, no, turn it off. I'm about to sink under. Stop. Oh God, please stop. You've had your fun. I'm sorry. Oh, thank you. Oh, now get me out. Oh, yes. Throw me that string of Christmas lights. Got it. Now pull, pull! Oh, it's like being sucked out of a mouthful of melted marshmallow fluff. Oh, pull me over the lip of the vat. Onto the catwalk. Yes. Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry about calling you a bitch. But listen, I'm an investigative reporter. I want to use you as my source. My deep throat. Deep under the covers. I mean, deep undercover. We could blow the top off this story. No? Why not? Who are you? Mrs. Claus? I thought Mrs. Claus was some dumpy old lady with a martyr complex. Oh, you're the new Mrs. Claus. Of course, the fat old white guy with a monopoly business empire trades in for a trophy wife. Hey, where are you going? Wait, I'm coming too. Huh? Shit. Hey, this batter I'm covered in, it's getting rock hard. Oh, fuck. I can't move. Oh, God, I'm caked in place. Who are you calling? The elves? Oh, smart. They can lick me free, right? Wait. Why are you telling them to bring bubble wrap and tape? You're going to mail me? Where? To the Easter Bunny? His teeth can chew me out of this stuff. Oh, great. You know, I hear the Easter Bunny and that Tooth Fairy slut are into some weird shit. Yeah, fucking like rabbits. And just how does a bunny have access to an endless supply of chocolate? And why is it shaped like eggs? He's not the Easter chicken, right? There's some kinky shit going on there. Someone should get to the bottom of it. So you're going to FedEx me there? Not FedEx? Snail mail? Shit, that'll take days, weeks. Ugh. Ugh. This batter has hardened like concrete. I can't move. What the hell am I supposed to do until I get there? Oh, fuck. Oh, God. No, stop. Oh, little town of Bethlehem. Oh, come all ye faithful. Oh.